一起来思考旧约的一个经卷。
So tonight I would like to study with you one of the books in the Old Testament Bible.
就是旧约的约伯记。
Which is the Old Testament book of Job.
约伯记的篇幅相当的长。
The length of the book of Job is quite long.
即使用二三十节聚会来查考都不为过。
If we were to use 20 to 30 sessions to study it, we may not be able to finish.
但是今天晚上我们用一小时之内跟大家来查考。
But within an hour tonight, we shall study this book.
这个约伯记相传这里面的主角，他活在比亚伯拉罕还早的时代。
Job, the main character in this book, he lived earlier than the time of Abraham.
所以如果这样算起来，有可能已经超过四千多年到五千年前了。
So he lived about 4,000 to 5,000 years ago.
我们知道这个约伯记很多的基督徒认为这是一个探讨个人苦难和真神公义的一卷。
So many Christians believe that this is a book that talks about the personal afflictions and sufferings and God's justice.
但其实约伯记还有其他相当丰富的主题。
But the book of Job has many other important and very important themes.
虽然它的篇幅很长啊。
Even though its length is quite long.
但里面的角色不多。
But there aren't that many characters and roles.
有独一至高的神。
There is the one most high God.
有天使，有撒旦。
There are the angels and also Satan.
有约伯和他的家人。
Job and his family.
还有其中那四个跟约伯互动的角色。
And then the four characters who had interaction with Job.
这几个角色勾勒出了一个深刻细腻又很戏剧化的圣经事迹。
So these characters and the interactions that they had with Job describes some dramatic scenes written in the Bible.
尤其这当中约伯的那三个朋友。
Especially among these characters, the three friends of Job.
在他们与主角约伯的对话里面呢。
In their conversation with the main character Job.
我们有很多的基督徒还常常在引用约伯这三个朋友所讲出来的话。
Many Christian friends quote the words spoken by these three friends of Job.
那以这一点来说，约伯的三个朋友讲出来的话应该是值得受肯定的。
So from this perspective, the words spoken by the three friends of Job are something that we can affirm.
但是我们发觉最后，在约伯记最后，神对于约伯三个朋友的评价。
But yet we discover that by the end of the book of Job, God's commentary and judgment on the three friends of Job was.
我们发觉约伯这三个朋友啊，犯了很大的错误。
That they had committed great mistakes.
所以天上独一的神啊，并没有完全肯定这三个人所讲出来的话。
Therefore, the one true God in heaven did not completely affirm or what they have said.
约伯的三个朋友是错了吗？
Were the three friends of Job wrong?
又或他们的言论当中有许多充满了信心的话语。
And yet, in their words are contained many words of great faith.
因为他们讲出来的话很有信心，所以他们就是对的吗？
But because they spoke words of faith, does it mean that they were right?
对今天我们基督徒来讲啊，好像讲有信心的话就是对的，就是不容质疑的。
So it seems that today, if we were to say words of faith, then we are correct, we are right, we cannot be doubted.
其实我们不用简单以是非来论断他们。
So let us not simplify the situation and just judge them as to whether they are right or wrong.
所以接下来剩下没有几十分钟，我们来思考他们的优点跟可能他们犯的错误是什么。
So in the next several minutes, we'll talk about their good points and also their weaknesses and mistakes.
我们先来讲约伯这三个朋友的优点。
So firstly, let us discuss the three friends of Job, their qualities, their good points.
第一个，我们发现这三个人啊，他们是在朋友患难的时候出现的。
The first point was that when their friend encountered great tribulation, they appeared.
从自古以来，从以前到现在了。
From ancient times until today,
许多人常常做的叫做锦上添花。
So,
就是你过得很好啦，然后再去帮你，让你过得更好。
So a lot of people they are living a good life, but yet they pursue to live an even better life.
可 可是比较少人做的是雪中送炭，就是你最缺乏、长期缺乏之后，人家还愿意理你，去支援你啊。
But rarely do we see people who, after they suffer tribulation, would find friends that would come and help them.
所以当你的公司变大了，你升官了，你 promote 了。很多人来恭贺你。
Therefore, when your business prospers, you are promoted, you reach a higher status, people will come and congratulate you.
你富有啦，哇，这个朋友亲戚的问候啊，跟电话可能接不完呐。
And when you strike a rich, many friends and relatives would be calling you endlessly.
到处都在送你礼物，到处都在恭喜你。
And everywhere you go, people give you gifts, people congratulate you.
那为什么他们要这么来亲近你呢？
Why do they want to draw near to you at this time?
或许希望借着你以后能够从你这边得到一些帮助啊，多了一个管道啊。
Perhaps they hope that through you they are able to gain some benefits, and by this through you this channel they are able to gain something.
但如果你现在身边有一个人呐，他已经落魄好几年了。
But if next to you is a person that has been in affliction for many, many years.
我先不要用成语啦，我用太多中文成语，什么家道中落，找工作换了好几个，现在还找不到工作。
Or if you have a friend who has been changing jobs and has been struggling to find a good established work.
欠了银行一堆钱。
And this friend owes a lot of money to the bank.
然后啊，一开始还不跟你借钱，现在看到你啊，不跟你借个几百块、几千块也不行啦，还是要跟你借个钱啊。
Initially, he did not dare to borrow money from you, but after a while, he finds it necessary to borrow some $100 or $1,000 from you every time he sees you.
我们大家会很常去找这种人吗
？Would we want to be with this person often?
可能本来一个月找一次。
Perhaps initially we may get together once a month.
因为去找他。他就借了我的钱。
But because I went to meet up with him and he tried to borrow money from me.
我也不跟他要。
And I didn't want to him to pay back.
他到现在半年了都没还。
And now 6 months later, he's never repaid me.
你还会每个月都去找他的有吗？
Would you continue to see this person every month?
那这样不够，改成一个星期去找他一次。
What about once a week if you meet up with this person?
不是跟他要钱。
Not to ask for money.
就去关心他，看他有没有需要。
But to ask him, to inquire of him to see whether he is okay.
我看很多人都觉得我自顾不暇了，自己照顾自己都来不及了。
So most of us would probably think that it's better to look after our own business rather than trying to care for someone like that.
而且在这种人身上，他就这么无能，就这么无力。
Such a person who is powerless to do anything, really.
华人有一句话我不是很认同，叫做可怜之人必有可恨之处，大家听过吗？
So there's a Chinese saying that those who are pitiful, those who are wretched, they must have something that is very detestable.
他就是有些观念不改，所以今天来这个样子。
Because they have some concepts that they were unwilling to change, therefore they have fallen into this situation.
以前都警告过他了，就是不听，所以现在变这样子。
We've warned them so many times in the past, but they failed to listen, and now they fall into this situation.
好像今天这么惨啊。他自己要有很大的责任呢、啊。
So this person is in such a tragic circumstance because he has to bear most of the responsibility for this.
当我们跟这种人交往的时候，我们可能觉得我们的付出会叫做什么？落花流水啊。
So
就是全部都 invest 啦，浪费啦，不会回报的啦。
So whenever we interact with such people, or associate with such people, we feel that we are investing our resources on something that we will never get back.
这是人性哦。
So this is human nature.
小弟不是在骂大家，我是说，刚才讲的这个叫做人性，这样晓得吧
？So I'm not rebuking everyone, but I'm saying that this is general observation of human nature.
圣经也记载了。
And the Bible also recorded similar things.
我们一起来看旧约圣经箴言十九章第七节。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 7.
箴言十九章第七节。
Proverbs 19, verse 7.All the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He may pursue them with words, yet they abandon him.
你看这里连续用了三个字，又恨他，又远离他，又赶快跑掉，够可怜了吧
？So they hate him, they go far from him, they abandon him. So pitiful.
他不一定人格有问题耶。
He might not have a character flaw.
富有的人不一定跟你打招呼，他搞不好一直跟你打招呼耶，但是你要远离他耶。
So perhaps he wants to greet you, he wants to say hello to you, but you try to get away from him.
当然这里记载的是一般俗世，就是一般世界上的那种朋友。
So this is describing a very, secular friends or people that are ordinary.
但是我们看到约伯记啊，约伯这三个朋友不一样哦。
But yet we see the three friends of Job were different.
他们超越了这个经节所说的。
They go beyond the ordinary friends that are described in this verse.
我们来看箴言十七章的十七节。
Let us refer to Proverbs 17 verse 17.
箴言十七章十七节。
Proverbs 17 verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
弟兄为患难而生。
So a brother is born for adversity.
约伯的这三个朋友什么时候来找约伯？
So when did Job's three friends come look for Job?
如果我们在座有朋友对圣经不太熟的话，你回去借本圣经或买本圣经，再看看约伯记前面两章就好了。
So if you are unfamiliar with the story of Job, then go home and read the Bible or borrow a Bible and read the first two chapters before this.
这个约伯啊，本来也是一个大族长啊。
So Job was initially a very wealthy man.
家财万贯，牛羊千万啊。
He has a lot of properties. He has thousands of cattle and sheep.
手下不知道几百几千人啊。
He has perhaps thousands of men under his command.
有名望又有钱。
He was famous. He was wealthy.
有一堆人人称羡的儿女。
He has many children that people praise.
过着顶上云端的生活。
He was living at the top of his game.
所以他交的这三个朋友啊，基本上是三个地方的族长来的。
And these are three friends of his were tribal leaders of three different areas.
可是这个时候他变成什么样呢？
But at this moment, what was his situation?
神允许魔鬼去攻击他。
God permitted Satan to attack him.
所以啊，他的儿女死光了。
Therefore, his children were all killed.
他的财产全部没了。
He lost all his property.
他的仆人跑光了。
All his servants have abandoned him.
连他的太太都不太想理他。
Even his own wife did not want to really associate with him.
婚姻快破裂了。
His marriage was about to be broken.
不知道为什么哎。
But he did not know why.
他跟他太太都不知道为什么哎。
He and his wife did not know why this happened to them.
他身上还长了那种病，基本上现在叫做绝症。
And so he had this disease on his body that is considered as a terminal illness.
这么一个敬虔的人。
Such a godly person.
这么一个对神这么有信心的人。
Such a person who has faith in God.
却远远比不上那一些不拜神。不敬虔的人
had fallen into a situation where he's worse off than those who do not fear and worship God.
他变成乞丐了。
He became as a beggar.
他变成无家可归的流浪汉。
He became a wanderer that had no home to go to.
可是这个时候，他的三个朋友相约而来。
But yet at this moment, his three friends made an appointment to come and meet him.
所以你看，这三个朋友在这里的表现。是不是跟弟兄一样啊？
So the behavior of these three friends, are they not like brothers?
有时候比自己亲生的弟兄还好。
Sometimes they are even better than real physical brothers.
所以这是约伯三个朋友来的时机。
So this was the time in which Job's three friends came to visit him.
我们来看约伯记二章十一节。
Let us refer to Job chapter 2 verse 11.
约伯记第二章十一节。
Job chapter 2 verse 11.Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him.
各位看到他们一听到这件事啊，就相约而来。
So when they heard the news, they made an appointment to come together to visit.
我问大家，你们现在就你们在 Melbourne 嘛，对不对？
So now we are in Melbourne.
如果你听到有一个朋友啊患难啊在台湾跟日本，你会跟 Brisbane 或者是 Auckland 的朋友相约而去吗？
So if you heard of a friend who was suffering and in tribulation back in Taiwan or Japan, would you make an appointment with friends from Brisbane and other places to go and meet him in Taiwan?
各位，这个不是订一张机票就能到的耶。
So you cannot just book an air ticket and fly
there. 那个时候没有手机，没有通讯耶。
At that time, they did not have any mobile phones or this kind of communication.
这三个人必须放下身边所有的产业，放下所有的家族，冒着路上被抢劫杀害的危险。
So they must leave behind their business affairs and risk the long journey that is fraught with danger.
他们只能在那个旷野跟山地。三个人一走，可能就是两个星期、三个星期才能走得到。哎
，And they have to go on this journey of through the wilderness and the deserts. Perhaps three weeks later, only then would they arrive.
不像我们现在出去访问呐、啊，再远开车单趟应该不会超过四个小时吧
it's not like us when we go visiting today. The furthest we might drive is probably 4 hours.
他们这一趟访问一来一回啊，可能就要一个月到两个月，你们知道吗
？But for these friends to come to visit Job, perhaps they would have to spend a month or so to on traveling.
我问各位这样够不够意思
are they showing enough fervor?
啊，没有人点头啊。
No one's is nodding.
你觉得他们这样做够不够意思、啊、
？Do you find that they are showing enough zeal and fervor?
他们其实已经印证了新约经文当中的一节。
In fact, they have fulfilled a verse in the New Testament Bible.
我们来看希伯来书十三章的第三节。
Let us refer to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3.
希伯来书十三章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also.
你看，他们就是在做这个。虽然那个时候还没有经文。
So even though this verse was not around during their days, but they are already fulfilling this.
我们现在世界上的人有这个经文呐、啊，还不见得做得到这一句，是不是
？So nowadays we have this particular verse, but yet we are unable to practice what it says.
第二个，约伯三个朋友的第二个优点是什么
？The second good point of the three friends of Job.
那我们来看诗篇三十九篇第九节。
Psalm chapter 39, verse 9.
诗篇三十九篇第九节。
Psalm 39 verse 9. I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it.
那这个作诗的人呢、啊？他说他遭遇到一些苦难呐、啊。
So the psalmist here encountered some tribulation.
痛苦。
He was in affliction.
他也不知道为什么。
He did not know why.
可是他认定一件事。
But yet he recognized one thing.
我既然是个虔诚人
，That since I'm a godly and God-fearing man，
我遇到的平安跟我遇到的平安跟痛苦
，The peace or the sufferings I encounter，
我领受的福气跟患难，一定都是神知道、神允许的。
The blessings or the woes that I encounter must be something that God knows about and has permitted to happen to me。
所以啊，即使他在生活当中面临各种顺逆
，Therefore in our lives when we encounter success or adversity。
他不会怨天尤人啊
Such a person would not complain against God and men.
他不会怪东怪西
They would not blame this or that.
他的选择是最后这一句，我就默然不语
But they would rather choose to remain mute and silent.
默然不语不是无奈啊
And it is not out of frustration.
而是这是神的决定啊，我能说什么呢？我只能等啊
But rather acknowledging that this is God's decision, I can only but wait.
我们来看约伯记二章十三节。
Job chapter 2 verse 13。
我们看到这三个朋友的表现。
The conduct, the behavior of the three friends of Job. Verse 13. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great.
各位，这个很厉害哦。
So this is a very powerful act.
这个小弟要跟他们学。
And this is something that I have to learn from them.
我告诉过你，这个哈、哦，现在的长老只是传道，很少人做得到。
So nowadays even elders, deacons, preachers are unable to, practice this.
更不要说是弟兄姐妹。
What more, brothers and sisters?
因为我们常常有时候为什么不知道要去面对某些人
？So why is it that sometimes we do not know how to, confront certain people?
因为我们第一个问题，很多人告诉我的，传道遇到他，我不知道要讲什么。有听过这种话吗？
我
不知道要怎么说。
I'm sure you've heard of people saying to you, I do not know what to say to them if I were to meet them.
我问大家，你们为什么遇到人一定要说话呢
？But the question is, when we meet someone, do we necessarily have to speak?
有人来告诉我传道，他呢，我不敢去见他，我不知道要说什么，所以就不见了。
So some people say, oh, preacher, I don't know what to say if I were to meet that person, so they'd rather not meet them at all.
你看这三个人不简单哦。
Therefore, it's difficult for these three friends.
七天七夜陪着约伯，一句话都不说，现在能做到的，等一下来找小弟，我要愿神大大祝福你。七天七夜一句话都不说，也不离开他。
Seven days, seven nights, they spoke not a word, and they didn't leave him. If you can do this, please come and see me afterwards.
这不得了哎。
It's something that's extraordinary.
我们来看圣经怎么说。
So what does the Bible say?
请看箴言十一章十二节到十三节。
Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十一章十二到十三。
Proverbs 11 verse 12 and 13.Verse 12, he who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. Verse 13, a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter.
11章吗？你再帮我翻那个12章，箴言12章。
Let us also turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
我看一下。二章，好，好了，我再找了哈。
So、
那个藐视音色的，有一个经文说：“明哲人静默不言呐。”
So,
我可能操作出处了，我再回去找了。
So I've made a mistake with the reference here, but there's a verse that says the prudent man knows when to keep silent.
明哲人的意思就是有智慧的人。
Prudent man means someone that has wisdom.
所以有智慧的人啊，常常在很多的场合，在很多的时机，他会什么话都选择不讲。
So some people who are wise knows to choose to not to speak in certain circumstances.
他的不讲不会让人家激怒。
But their silence would not cause others to be angered.
他的不讲不会让人家疑惑。
Their silence would not cause others to be suspicious.
有时候我们在该讲的时候故意不讲，反而激怒别人啊。
Sometimes when we need to speak and yet we remain silent, we frustrate others.
可是一个有智慧的人懂得在某些时机不讲。让别人的情绪能够照着神的旨意来继续发展。
So some who are wise knows when to keep silent in order to allow those the emotions of those who are agitated to be calmed and to progress according to God's will.
所以我们看到约伯的三个朋友在这里也算是圣经里面所说的智慧人。
And therefore the three friends of Job here are considered as wise in the Bible.
所以之前小弟有说过，我们人啊花了六年来学讲话。
And so as I've mentioned before, we spend six years to learn to speak.
但是我们却要花接下来六十年学习如何不讲话。
And but we have to spend the next 60 years of our lives to learn how not to speak.
所以你看，为什么约伯的三个朋友在这里什么话都不讲
？So why did the three friends of Job not say anything at this situation?
第一，他们的静默表示他们知道这一切都是神允许的。
And so, firstly, their silence means that they acknowledge that all these are permitted by God.
所以啊，他们不用讲太多啊。
And therefore, there was no need for them to speak too much.
他们不想去论断啊。
They did not want to judge.
所以第二个，他们不讲是因为他们不知道现在约伯这个处境到底是怎么一回事。
And secondly, they did not speak because they do not fully understand why this is happening to Job at this time.
所以他们现在如果讲错了怎么办呢
？And therefore, if they were to speak, perhaps they would make a mistake. Then what would they do?
他们先要来思考，先来澄清。
So they need to consider and think and ponder and find out the truth first.
这也是他们为什么从各个远方聚集到这里的原因。
And this is the reason why they have gathered from various places far away to this one place.
因为他们要来亲眼看看，亲耳听听，而不是听别人转述的。
Because they want to see with their own eyes, they want to hear with their own ears, and not hear from another person.
所以他们这七天七夜啊，用自己的眼睛在观察自己的好友。
And therefore, these seven nights and days, they use their own eyes to observe their good friend.
观察约伯 身上发生的事。
To observe and to ponder all the things that has happened to Job.
各位知道吗？小弟在教会里面发觉，我们有一个软弱，千万不要犯。
And so I have discovered that in the church there is a particular kind of weakness that we must never indulge.
就是很多人跟事啊，我们既没有亲眼看过，也没有亲耳听到。只凭着大家在传，我们就相信了。
That is, we have never seen with our own eyes or heard with our own ears, but we just heard people talk about it, and we hear the rumor, and we just simply believe.
要是他刚好传对，那就没事啊。
And if the rumor happens to be correct, then perhaps nothing will happen.
要是那些人别有居心呢？
But if those who spread the rumor have ulterior motive,
邪灵做工啊！
If the evil spirits are causing disruption,
我们就成为神最讨厌的那种传舌的人啊！
And then we have become people that are tale bearers that God detests.
有一天你来问我说：“哎，你有听过那个人吗？”
So perhaps one day you come to me and say, "Have you heard of this so and so?"
Oh.我是没有看过他的，不过我听谁告诉我他是怎么样啊
？I have never seen it with my own eyes, but I have heard someone tell me that this person is like that.
我告诉各位，这种话永远少讲。
And so I have to encourage you not to speak such words.
会得罪神很深啊。
Because we will cause we will sin against God.
你知道谁吗？
Do you know this particular person?
我没有亲眼见过，我没有亲耳听过。
I've never met him. I've never seen him with my eyes or heard with my ears.
那你有听说他怎么样吗？
But have you heard that this is happening to him?
哦，我还要求证啊，因为我不知道是真是假。
I have to find out the facts. I do not know what is true or false.
约伯的三个朋友，他们其实有非常好的态度。
The three friends of Job actually had good attitudes.
他们不是听别人讲了就信了。
They didn't simply hear what others say and just simply believe.
不管他们后来判断的对不对。
But despite whether their conclusions were correct or not.
至少他们来到这里了，陪在这个人身边七天七夜，有没有
？But at least they have made the effort to come to accompany this person for 7 days and nights.
我告诉各位啊，连陪在他身边七天七夜。他们都判断错了。
Even by accompanying him for 7 days and nights, they had made a mistake in their judgment later on.
我们可以不认识一个人，然后就讲他的不是跟不好吗？
And therefore,
你有陪他过七天七夜过吗？
Therefore, can we simply make a judgment on someone without even spending 7 days and 7 nights with them?
所以这是他们第二个优点啊。
So this was their second good point.
他们第三个优点是什么？
The third good point about these three friends.
因此，我们学习他们正直又坦白。
They were upright and they were honest.
小弟刚才讲过，我们世上的人大部分都能够直接遇到一些人有喜事的时候，直接跟他恭贺道喜。
So when we encounter things that are worth celebrating, we would congratulate the person.
因为不管你恭贺的对不对嘛，讲好话总是好嘛，人家喜欢。
Whether the congratulation is due or not, at least if you say good words, it's nice to hear.
可是当一个人遭遇到大患难的时候
，But when a person encounters great tribulation,
可能他跟他家遇到非常的事情，你听得都很难过。
Perhaps him and his family encounter great sufferings. You hear this and you are very sorrowful.
可是有时候我们却不知道要向当事者说什么话。
But yet at this moment we do not know what to say to the those who are suffering.
我们也不一定有勇气走到他面前跟他开口。
We may not have the courage even to come up to them to speak to open our mouths.
我们怕讲错了。
We are afraid that we may say the wrong things.
我们怕他不喜欢我们讲的。
We fear that they may dislike what we say.
有时候有些弟兄姐妹告诉我说，他信主比我还久我要跟他讲什么？
Some brothers and sisters tell me that, oh, this person has believed in the Lord longer than me. What can I say to them?
所以有时候我觉得不是小弟了，我觉得教会的传道最可怜了。
And so I find that some preachers in our church are very pitiful.
因为弟兄姐妹永远都需要传道来安慰鼓励嘛。
Because brothers and sisters always need preachers to comfort and to encourage.
可是在座诸位，你们都是传道的弟兄姐妹。你们给了传道多少的安慰跟鼓励啊
？But all of you seated here are the brothers and sisters of the preachers. But how much comfort and encouragement have you given to the preacher?
他有软弱。
The preacher also has weaknesses.
先知也是跟我们同样性情。
Prophets also are of the same same as us.
我们给自己的借口是他是传道
But yet we often We often say that they are preachers. What can we say to them?
他比我信主那么久耶。
They have believed in the Lord for such a long time.
不是这样子的。
But that's not the case.
这不容易哦。
So it's not easy to do.
我们也不论对方信主多久，也没有职分，我们都愿意在他需要的时候去跟他说话，这也不容易。
So it's not easy for us to approach someone, no matter how long they have believed in the Lord or what position they hold in the church. It's not easy for us to approach them.
我们更多人喜欢在背后谈论而已。
But we love to talk behind people's back.
我们在背后讲的天花乱坠，却不敢走到他面前跟他讲一句他可能喜欢也可能不喜欢的话。
So we speak many words behind their backs, but we dare not go before them and say the words that they may like or may not like to hear.
我们看约伯这三个朋友不简单。
So it's not easy for these three friends of Job to do this.
他们是有勇气的。
They had courage.
虽然我们后来看起来他们讲错了。
So even though in the end we see that they have made a mistake.
但是他们观察之后，他们觉得我需要了，我需要跟约伯讲一些话。
But after their observation, they felt that the need to say something to Job.
不管他喜不喜欢,
whether he likes it or not.
不管这个后果是什么,
no matter what the consequences may be.
我们来看箴言二十七章的第六节。
Now let us refer to Proverbs 27 verse 6.
箴言二十七章第六节。
Proverbs 27 verse 6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚。
So faithful are the wounds of a friend.
有另外一个经节我们很熟，就不翻了。
So another familiar verse that we know.
说啊，说当面的什么责备胜过背地的爱情。
That open rebuke is better than hidden love.
可是有时候我们宁愿维持表面的人际关系。
But we'd rather maintain preserve that superficial interpersonal relationship.
我们也教我们的家人跟心里面提醒我们自己不要多管闲事惹祸上身。
We often remind ourselves and our family members don't get into other people's business and bother with other people too much.
小弟曾经参加过一个团契。
So I've once attended this fellowship.
然后那个团契那一天不晓得在读经读到哪里了，然后就分享一直在讲某个圣职人员不够好。
And so they were discussing a particular worker of the church who was not has not done well enough.
然后啊，我那个时候哦，听到我快把自己的衣服给扯开了。
So when I heard this, I felt like to tear my clothes.
我觉得我们耶稣基督的团契不应该这样子。
So fellowship in the Lord Jesus Christ should not be discussing things like this.
因为照耶稣基督的交代。你如果觉得有人得罪你，就是不管他做什么，你觉得不好，你要私底下先一对一去跟他讲。
Because the instruction of the Lord Jesus is that if you feel that the person has done wrong, you must privately go to them one to one and speak to them first.
那时候我真的忍不住了，我就说，你们怎么不当面就跟他讲呢？
So I wasn't able to hold my holding what I wanted to say, and I said to them, why don't you go directly to that person?
你们在这里讲。
Why are you discussing him now?
想到啊，就算整间教会都知道了，只有他们一家人不知道。
So you discuss it to the point that the whole church knows about it, except the family involved.
结果几个姐妹来说，那弟兄你不要那么凶嘛，我们不敢讲啊。
So some sisters said, "Oh, don't be so angry because we don't dare to speak to them."
我们信主才几年。
We've only believed in a short time.
他是圣职人员，我们是平信徒。奇怪了，哪里有平信徒？我怎么查不到这个字
？We are ordinary members, and they are ministers of the church. But the Bible doesn't say ordinary members or not.
我是说，你跟他们讲，你有四个去讲讲看吗？你讲了，他会杀了你吗
？So have you attempted to speak to them? Would they bite you if you were to speak to them?
抱歉啊，你们都觉得小弟讲道很凶哦，我就是这种人，永远变不了了。
So this is the way I speak. So it may sound a bit fierce.
我从以前当传道信耶稣之前就是这种人啊。
So even before I become a preacher, I had this personality.
尤其是那时候我刚读圣经哦，只要看到跟圣经不一样的，我就会这么气啊。
So when I read the Bible at that time and I find things that are different from the Bible, I feel very angry.
那个团契里面每个都信主比我还久的。
And so in the fellowship, all of them have believed in the Lord longer than me.
不是，小弟不是在责备他们，我是说，我说你们不跟这样子啊。
So I wasn't rebuking them, but I was telling them the fact.
我说你们都觉得那个人不好，要不要你们全部献身去当传道啊？
So if you feel that that person is not as good as you, why don't you all offer yourself to become the preacher instead?
你们全部献身嘛。
Why don't you all dedicate yourself to serve the Lord then?
将来做得比他好啊。
So that you can do better than him.
结果我现在想一想，只有我一个献身啊。
Looking back, I'm the only one that dedicated my life to become a preacher.
所以我说约伯这三个朋友不简单。
So the three friends of Job are not easy.
他们看到约伯这样子了，他们觉得必须要讲话了。
When they saw the circumstance that Job was in, they felt the need to speak.
我们来看马太福音十八章十五节，主耶稣怎么讲的。
So let us refer to Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. What did the Lord Jesus tell us?
马太福音十八章十五节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother.
你看 ，sins against you， 不是 sins against God， 你知道吧
？So sins against you, not sins against God.
我们有很大的问题，常常以为 against me 等于 against God.
One of our greatest problem is that we think that someone sins against me means that they have sinned against God.
没有，只要他做的任何事、说的任何话，你稍微哪里不舒服啦。
So as long as this person says something that you feel not quite pleased with.
你哪里觉得不对啦
you find fault in what he says.
主耶稣告诉你，你第一个要做的 first step 就是这个，没有其他的。
So the Lord Jesus' instruction to us is this is the first step that you must take and not something else.
跟我们信主几年有什么职分一点关系都没有。
It has nothing to do with how long we have believed in the Lord or what position we hold in the church.
没有这样做就是违背神，违背圣经，就是这样子而已。
So, if we do not do according to this instruction, then we have gone against the Bible with disobeying the instruction.
违背圣经一定会出问题，早晚会出问题。
If we disobey God or disobey the Bible, then we will encounter problems.
如果我们一间教会大家都这么做啊，我们教会一定兴旺啊。
But if we follow this instruction, then the whole church will prosper.
不是直接先找执事讲。
We don't firstly go to the deacon.
也不是直接先找负责人讲。
Or we go directly to the church council.
然后再来找传道讲。
And then we come to the preacher.
然后再来跟弟兄姐妹讲。
And then we spread among the brothers and sisters.
然后讲了半天就是不跟当事者讲。
So we spoke half a day, but we never spoke to this person.
讲完了，约伯的三个朋友很好。
And therefore, looking back at this, Job's three friends did well.
所以这是他们的优点。
So this was their good point.
但是我们继续剩下的时间要来想什么
？So the rest of the time, let us talk about something else.
这三个朋友是很难得的。
It's rare to have these three friends.
他们有真心。
They have a sincere heart.
他们怜悯。
They had mercy.
他们有爱。
They had love.
他们有智慧。
They had wisdom.
他们正直。
They were upright.
他们坦白。
They were honest.
照理说，这三个朋友无可挑剔啊。
So it seems that we cannot fault these three friends.
但是我们看后来神怎么评断他们。
But yet in the end, what did God say of them?
我们来看约伯记四十二章七节到八节。
Job chapter 42 verse 7 and 8.
约伯记四十二章七节到八节。
Job chapter 42 verse 7 and 8. Verse 7.And so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore, take for yourselves seven bulls and seven rams, go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
各位有没有想过这种事
So have we ever considered this?
假设这三个朋友是教会的访问组，有没有
If these three friends were the visiting group of the church,
访问是不是很有爱心呢、啊、
？So isn't it full of love for them to visit people?
很热心。
They are fervent.
应该得到神的肯定。
They should be acknowledged by God.
结果这三个人、哦、去访问完啊，神不止不高兴啊，还要。Deal with you, 你知道 deal with you 是什么意思吗？有些英文版本怎么翻的？
But these visiting group, this visiting group, God did not only not only was God not pleased with them, but God said, "I will deal with you."
给你 punishment.
To deal with you, in other translations, says to punish you.
我不晓得，我当传道看到这个快吓死了。
So as a preacher, when I read this, I was quite alarmed.
意思是我不当传道，搞不好还没事啊。
In other words, if I'm not a preacher, I may not suffer this.
我当传道访问，要是乱讲话跟乱想啊，神会 deal with me, 你晓得吧？
So as a preacher, if I visit people and I say the wrong thing, not according to God's will, then God says he will deal with me.
这三个人不是很好吗？
So where did I go wrong? Weren't they such good people?
我告诉你，因为这三个人很有爱心。
So indeed, they had love.
各位一定要记住哦，就是一个秘诀。爱心千万不能离开一个东西，不然神就找你麻烦。
But we must remember this important key ingredient that love must not be separate from this ingredient.
我们来看约翰新约圣经约翰二书第三节。
Let us refer to 2 John verse 3.
基督徒不能只讲爱心。
So as Christians, we cannot just say love.
一个认识神的人不能只讲爱心。
A person that believes and knows God cannot just talk about love only.2 John verse 3, Grace, mercy, and peace we will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love.
你们看到 love, 对不对?
So it talks about love.
Love 前面摆了什么?
So what is before love?
Truth.
The truth.
真正的 Christian 的 love永远是跟 truth 在一起绑定永远分不开的。
So a true, genuine Christian love must beConnected always to truth.
Taoism 的 friends 很有 love.
People who believe in Taoism are full of love.
But Taoism 的也很有 love.
And people who believe in Buddhism also are full of love.
怀疑论者、无神论者、其他宗教的人都很有 love.
Those who do not believe in God, the other religions, they all are full of love.
但是他跟我们在做 Christian 的 love.不一样在哪里啊?
But what is the difference between their love and us?
不只是个经节哦，新约到处都是。我现在可以直接再讲一小时，你们自己回去翻啦。永远离不开 truth.
So if you flip through the New Testament Bible, it's full of a love that is connected to the truth.
所以我们的 love 如果没有 truth, 在神的眼中就是 trash.
So if we are,
神来要找我们麻烦啊。
If our love is not connected to the truth, then our love is trash, then God will punish us.
那这个跟约伯三个朋友有什么关系?
So what has this to do with the three friends of Job?
约伯的三个朋友我们刚刚讲很有爱心很好嘛。
So the three friends of Job are full of love, they are very good.
问题是他们讲的东西啊不是 truth.
But the problem is what they say was not the truth.
我们先把他们三个人哦简单归纳出一个共同特征。
So let us summarize them into these common features.
然后我们用很快的把神学院要上四十个小时的东西用十分钟讲完，好不好？
So, within 10 minutes, we try to finish what we need 40 hours to cover in the theological college.
这三个共同的特征是什么？
So what are these three common features?
他们三个虽然是智慧者哦，但是那种智慧有缺陷。
Even though they are wise, but their wisdom has inadequacies.
所以你们知道约伯记在旧约叫做智慧书，有印象吗？
So Job in the Old Testament book is called a book of wisdom.
他们三个都是 Asian philosophy 啊，都是智慧人哲学家。
So they were wise philosophers of the ancient times.
可是他们都是有缺陷的智慧。神希望我们得这个经卷读完之后得到神那样的智慧，先把这个结论记起来。
But they have defects in their wisdom. We must, after reading this book, have the wisdom of God.
这三个人的特征就是把人遭遇的事情都归纳到简单的因果论。
The problem with these three friends is that they consider anything that happens to a man as a cause and effect.
因果，你们知道意思吗？
So you understand the concept.
佛教最讲这个，有因才有果。
Of cause and effect, Buddhism talks about cause and effect.
因果互相相依的。
So they are interlinked.
所以这三个人呢、啊，也是一般世界上的想法，就是你今天会怎么样，一定是有一个原因。这样了解吧。
So these three friends thought about this in the same manner as the rest of the world, that if you have a result, there must be a cause.
我们来看他其中一个朋友讲的话，看约伯记四章七节。
Let's refer to one of the words spoken by the friends in Job chapter 4 verse 7.
约伯记四章七节。
Job chapter 4 verse 7. Remember now, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright ever cut off?
这是谁讲的？以利法。
So Eliphaz said these words.
你们看看他讲的话，你们听得出来吗
？Can we hear what he was saying?
以利法这个叫做间接控诉啊。
He was indirectly accusing Job.
他没有直接讲约伯的名字。
He did not directly say Job.
他意思就是说，哈，这世界上没有那种无辜的啦。
But he basically generalized and said there is no innocent man in this world.
所以你今天遇到这种事情哦。或许你不跟我讲， 或许我也永远不可能知道。
So today you have encountered this problem. Perhaps you don't want to explain to me. You don't want to tell me the reason.
但是神一定知道，神一定认为你有问题。
But God knows the reason. God definitely knows that there's a problem with you.
各位，小弟为什么讲这个？
So why do I say this?
因为外面很多基督教的参考书对约伯记的注释全部错了。
Because many commentary books on that is written by other denominations have written wrongly about the book of Job.
我可以肯定的告诉你们，你们再去买二十本来看都是错的。网络也一大堆。
There are many online as well. You can buy these books, but they are wrong.
外面那些基督教注释家对约伯记的注释就是这三个朋友的观点呐。
So the commentary is based on the philosophy of these three friends.
有没有听过一句话叫做"一人自义"？
So have you heard of this phrase, self-righteous man?
你们听过这个话吗？
Have you heard of this?
约伯为什么会受到这么大的操练？
Why was Job tested so greatly?
因为他自义。
Because he was self-righteous.
你们有人听过吗？
Have you heard of this explanation?
还是我今天讲这一篇太深了？
Or am I speaking something that is too deep?
就是他虽然在世人看来是完美的，可是在神的眼中，他还不够，所以神要 just train.
So in the eyes of the world, he seems very perfect, but in the eyes of God, he's not perfect enough. Therefore, God will press him to test him.
不是呢。
But that's
我们再来看另外一个朋友怎么讲。
Let us see what another friend said.
我们看约伯记八章四节。
Job chapter 8 verse 4.
约伯记八章四节。
Job 8 verse 4. If your sons have sinned against him, he has cast them away for their transgression.
哇，前面第一个说啊，你一定哪里错了。
So the first friend,
就算你自己不知道，你一定哪里错了。
So the first friend said you must have done something wrong, even though you do not know.
那这个更厉害。
But this is even more powerful.
这个说搞不好是你儿女什么事情没告诉你，他们得罪神了。
Perhaps it's your children that have done something wrong, but they didn't tell you they have sinned against God.
约很可怜呢，他儿女死光光，死无对证了。你在讲这种话，知道小弟在讲什么吗
？He's very pitiful because the children have already died. They can't defend themselves.
我的天哪！你在看他第三个朋友讲什么话
？What more? The third friend, what are you saying?
来看十一章五节到六节。
Chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you, that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, for they would double your prudence. Know therefore that God exacts from you less than your iniquity deserves.
哇，你要是在教会遇到像传道这样子，你就很苦了，你晓得吧？
So if you encounter a preacher like this, then you are in trouble.
他干脆都不猜了，第三个都不猜了。
So the third friend did not even want to guess.
他的意思就是我大白话一点，反正你怎么样我也不知道了。
And so basically he was very frank. He said, I don't know what's wrong with you.
我也不诬赖你的儿女了。
I will not blame your children.
反正你今天这样子啊，刚刚好而已啦。神一定对啦，神就是要处罚你啦。
So what
这是什么想法啊？
So what has happened to you is right because God just wants to punish you. So what is this concept?
各位，这就是世界上的人，包括现在很多基督徒的想法哦。
So these are the thoughts of the secular world and many Christians alike.
我们怎么知道世界上的人都这样想
？So why do the how do we know the people of the world think like this？
两千年前耶稣来也遇到有人讲这样的话。
So 2000 years ago when Jesus came, he encountered people that spoke like this.
我们来看约翰福音九章二节。
John chapter 9 verse 2.
约翰福音九章二节。
John chapter 9 verse 2. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
你看，世界上的人啊，遇到人家的问题、患难跟悲苦，第一个想的就是 who sins.
So the thinking of this world is that when they encounter problems and difficulties, they will ask who sinned.
然后只不过不敢问而已。
Some of them dare not ask.
所以心里想。他跟他家一定是哪里得罪神。
But in their hearts, they are thinking. They are thinking in their hearts, someone in their family must have sinned.
我告诉各位如果你们心里面是偷偷这样想的话，你就会变成约伯的三个朋友。
So in our hearts, if we secretly harbor these thoughts, then we become the friends of the three friends of Job.
到时候神啊，你有财产就献七只牛跟七只羊嘛，不然你就惨了。
So in the end, you will have to offer up seven rams and bulls and sheep.
世界上的人就是这样想的。
So this is the common thinking of the world.
你今天有这种苦难，一定是有原因，一定是有原因。
Today you suffer in this way, you encounter this tribulation, there must be a cause.
然后我告诉各位然后 他们就是认为约伯一定是有问题。
So they believe that Job has done something wrong.
所以一般人的想法是什么？只要有些人呢、啊，他们是很平安、发财、健康，一定是神喜欢他们。
So if someone is enjoying peace and prosperity, God must love them.
然后那些家中有苦难的、遭患难的，一定是哪里不对劲，神在管教他们。
And those who suffer tribulations and afflictions, they must have done something wrong. God is punishing them.
我告诉大家，为什么大家说约伯自义，说啊，他虽然很完美啦，神觉得他还不够，是不对的。
So I want to explain to you why it is wrong to say that Job was self-righteous. That he was not enough.
约伯记的主题不是义人自义啊。
So the theme of Job is not the self-righteous righteous man.
约伯记的主题是要我们敬畏神，神是全能这样子而已啊。
The theme of the book of Job is to fear God and know that He is Almighty.
神能够让坏人得福，也能够让好人惨死，这就是神的全能。
So God has the authority to prosper the wicked and also cause the righteous to suffer.
我刚刚讲的那句话，你们有听懂吗？
So have you understood what I've said?
神可以让那些啊贩卖毒品的家财万贯。长寿到120岁很健康，这样你懂吧？
God can permit those who are dealing in drugs to live to 100 and be very healthy.
为什么要让他们直接滑进地狱去啊？
Why? So that they are on a slippery slope directly to hell.
然后像那个以诺，以诺你们听过吗？
So have you heard of Enoch?
在那个时代啊，在他那个时代，好像今天我们平均年龄72岁，他大概28岁就咔死了。
For example, if the average age today is 70, he died at the age of 28.
我这个比喻大家知道吗？
So that's an analogy.
因为他那个时代每个人都活到八九百岁啊。
Because back in his days, people lived to 800, 900 years.
结果他365岁，神把他接手了，叫做早夭。So, 中文叫做早夭啦。
At the age of 365, he was taken away by God. He died early. He died young.
不对呢。
So that's not right.
我问大家，神爱不爱他？
But did God favor him, love him?
与神同行。
He walked with God.
我告诉你，神是全能到这种地步，你不能够揣测神。
So God is almighty and he has authority. We cannot.
为什么说约伯不是因为自义？
We cannot speculate about God.
我们来看神自己怎么说。
So God, Job is not self-righteous.
我们先看约伯记一章八节。
Job chapter 1 verse 8.
约伯记一章八节。
Job chapter 1 verse 8.Verse 8, then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? Look at the way that God described Job.
我们当中哪一个能够做到这个地步的？
So who among us can do this?
完全正直敬畏神原，请问这是谁说的啊？
So who said these words? A blameless and upright man.
你告诉小弟这是谁说的？
So I'll tell you who spoke these words.
这是神自己说的，对不对？
God personally spoke these words.
神不只讲一次，一章一节又先讲一次。
So not just once, but chapter 1 verse 1, he spoke another time.
来，后面再讲第三次，我们看第二章第三节。
And chapter 2 verse 3, he spoke the third time.
第二章第三节。
Chapter 2 verse 3, Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause.
各位，你们都有智慧哦。所以哪一个人在讲约伯是不够好自义，神才让他这样，这个人就是背逆神。这是神的话。
So we are people who have wisdom. This is what God says. So we shouldn't say that Job is self-righteous.
神说地面上再也没有人像他，意思是小弟跟你们比不上他，知道吧？
When God says that there is none on earth like him, it means none of us can compare.
在神的眼中，约伯已经是完全 perfect， 你晓得吗？
So in the eyes of God, Job was already complete and perfect.
意思就是你们在讲他是这样。他怎么惨啊？我们应该都比他惨十倍才对啊。
So how he suffered, we should actually deserve to suffer 10 times more.
不是这样子的。
So that's not how we should judge
Job. 所以他三个朋友第一个犯的这个错误，我们今天不要犯这种错误。
So the first mistake of the three friends we must not make.
这三个朋友其实代表了人间的三种智慧，我很快讲完了。
So the three friends actually represent three wisdoms of the world.
首先，以利法它代表了什么呢
？So first, Eliphaz, what does he represent?
因为这个在我们教会周边很多人也有这样子。
Many around us have this kind of problem.
我们来看约伯记四章十二到十六节以利法讲的话。
So Job chapter 4, verse 12 to 16, this is what Eliphaz said.
约伯记四章十二到十六。
Job chapter 4, verse 12 to 16. Now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received it, a whisper of it. In disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, fear came upon me in trembling, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair on my body stood up, it stood still. But I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. Then I heard a voice saying,
给各位想哦，想个七秒钟，你们觉得以利法代表哪一种人？
So give you 7 seconds to think about what type of people Eliphaz represents.
我们现在的神学思想哦，称这种人叫做灵感主义者啦。
So in theological terms, it's a person that is
inspiration principle or the doctrine.
So he's spiritually inspired.
什么叫灵感？
So he's so-called inspired by the Spirit. 那种灵感
还不一定是 inspired 受启示，就是他什么事情他都要讲属灵经验。
So
是这种人，你有没有发觉？
So he's the type of person that must always talk about spiritual experiences, whatever.
你是在跟他讲圣经跟神的话？他说没有，我感受到哦。主耶稣的灵靠近我，跟我讲什么话？那天晚上我做了什么梦？那天晚上我听到了什么声音？反正都是这一类的。他更相信这个哎。
So he subscribes to the thinking of the Spirit of God spoke to me in this way, and I was moved to think or had the dream or vision that night, and this is what was told.
这种人很容易把自己的情感跟属灵上的经验扩大成全部的真理。
And so this kind of person will expand their emotions and their spiritual experiences to cover all the doctrines.
这类的信徒啊，常常在讲内心的感动，跟主耶稣给他什么亮光，知道吗
？So these type of believers talk about the movement, the inspiration, and also the lights that they were shown, the visions.
然后用自己的属灵体验去找经文来佐证啊。
And so they use their spiritual experiences and then try to support it by referring to Bible verses.
表面上都是替神讲话。
So it seems that they are speaking for God.
我跟各位讲，这三个朋友哈，都是在替神出头。你们发觉
so, ？These are three friends are speaking on behalf of God, as it seems.
我讲这样子，你们体会，这三个人都是在替神讲话，替神出头啦。
They are all speaking on behalf of God and making a point on behalf of God.
小心呐、啊！他们替神讲话到天上的神，有够不高兴，有够讨厌他们呐、
啊！ But they are speaking words that God dislike. God in heaven is watching and seeing what they're saying.
因为你们讲的那个不是我的意思啊。
Because you are not speaking according to my will.
你们一直替我讲话，讲什么话、
啊、？You are speaking on my behalf, but what are you saying?
看，他就是这种人。你们自己要回去翻，时间不够了。
So this is the type of person that Eliphaz represents.
要小心啊，灵里面的体验不是全部啊。
So spiritual experiences does not mean it explains everything.
撒旦也会装作光明的天使来。
For Satan can disguise himself as an angel of light.
第二个朋友比勒达呢？我们来看约伯记八章八节到十节。
Second friend Bildad in Job chapter 8 verse 8 to 10.
约伯记八章八到十节。
Job chapter 8 verse 8 to 10. For inquire, please, of their former age, and consider the things discovered by their fathers. For we were born yesterday and know nothing, because our days on earth are a shadow. Will they not teach you and tell you and utter words from their heart?
你们想到的第二个人哦。他的重点都是什么
？So what is the person, the second type of person, emphasizing?
要去考验前代。
To consider,
先人讲什么
？Consider the former age. What are the historical figures? What did they say?
要去注意列祖。
Those are those forefathers. What did they say?
我讲今天这个话，你们听一听哈、哦。
So,
我没有针对任何人的意思。
So please, I'm not targeting anyone.
所以你们讲话不要再讲说。这个是某某长老讲过的，这是某某长老的书，这是某某传道讲过的。我告诉您，就是这种人，比勒达。
So whatever we say, we quote. This is what this elder says. This is what this preacher says. This is what this person has written.
这个叫做什么？我们可以用几个字叫做传统主义啊，或经验主义啦。
So they are people that base their thinking on tradition and experiences.
对 traditionalism 可以这样讲啦。
Traditionalism.
所以他什么都是引经据典啊，前人说啊，前辈讲啊，这个权威说啊， 我告诉你，法利赛人就是这样出来的。
So they base their explanations on previous former authorities, and this is how the Pharisees were formed.
他不会高举内心的感动跟属灵经验。
They will not exalt the spiritual experiences.
这种人可能是学富五居。
So they are,
很有学问啊。
They are full of academic education.
很有学问，能旁征博引，玄关中西啊，反正你怎么翻都好了，就是很厉害了。
Very knowledgeable, very high academic achievements.
开口闭口啊，就是哪一个圣人讲过，哪一个有名人物讲过，哪一个教会权威讲过，都是这样讲话的。
So they can open their mouths and quote from this person and that authority and so forth.
我告诉你不是啊。
But let us not be like this.
我们在座诸位神所爱的，我们只有一个，就是耶稣神怎么讲而已。
But as beloved of the Lord, what we quote is what the Lord Jesus has spoken.
第三种人最后来看。
So the third type of person.
说法。
Zophar.
我们来看约伯记十一章七到十二节。
Job chapter 11 verse 7 to 12.
约伯记七十一章七到十二。
Job chapter 11 verse 7 to 12. Can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than shore. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by, imprisons and gathers to judgment, then who can hinder him? For he knows deceitful man. He sees wickedness also. Will he not? Then consider it, for an empty-headed man will be wise when a wild donkey's colt is born a man.
哇，你们仔细再多读几遍，你能够体会他在讲这些话。
So if you read a few times, can you understand what he's saying?
你想象一下，前面有一个人站跟你讲这一段话，你多听几遍，你会觉得他是谁？
So after hearing someone speak like you, like this in front of you, what do you think this person is like?
你会觉得他是老夫子。
Would feel like he's a very a sage, a great sage.
他讲话都是好像在教导你应该怎么想、怎么说才对，有没有感觉到
？It feels like he's lecturing on how to speak, how to act, and so forth.
他不讲自己经验，也不讲别的啦。我告诉你，你要怎样，你应该怎么样，你就是要这样，就是这种人啦。
So he doesn't talk about other people or other experiences, but he just directly tells you and instructs you. This is what you ought to do.
这个如果用四个字叫做教条主义啦。
So this is a person that
dogmatism.对呀、他以为他有这些知识的，就可以义正言辞的去教训别人、教导别人。
They feel that they have the knowledge, therefore they are qualified to teach people dogmas.
好了，时间超过了，我们下一个小小的结论呢、
So let us make a quick conclusion.
这三个朋友有好的地方。
Three friends, they have their qualities.
只是这三个朋友有很大的错误。
But they also made great mistakes.
这很大的错误，甚至连神都要处罚他们。
To the point that
耶伯替他们献祭。
To the point that God wants to punish them unless Job offers a sacrifice.
他们讲的都是很有信心的话哦，你注意看。
They spoke words of faith.
他们讲的都是替神在出头，替神在讲话、
They are representing God and speaking on behalf of God.
可是天上的神是越听越生气，越听越生气。
But the more the God in heaven hears, the more he becomes angry.
对我们来讲应该怎么办呢
？So to us, what should we do?
所以我们呢、应该要把这些所有的角色全部调和。
So we should modify these all different roles.
我们既要注重属灵的经验。
We must also pay attention to spiritual experiences.
我们要注重这一些圣经里面前辈的留下来的话。
As well as the words spoken by our forefathers in the Bible.
当然也要注重这里面神的教训。
We must also pay attention to the instructions given by God in the Bible.
但是我们要谦卑，要把空间跟权柄容让给神，不要去论断。
But we must be humble and give God the space to make the final judgment, not ourselves making the judgment.
因为后来证明啊，不是约伯犯错啊。
Therefore, in the end, the conclusion was that Job did not make a mistake.
而是因为约伯本来就是王牌。
But Job was the ace.
他是那个时代的王牌。
He was the ace, the most important card.
神打出这张王牌，为的是打败所有。灵界里面的魔鬼。
When God shows this card, Job, then he destroys all the enemies.
让这些魔鬼知道你们比不上人类了。
So that Satan knows that he is unable to compare to.
比不上我这一个谦卑的仆人。
To this humble servant of God.
我们一定要有一个东西，最后这一节看完就好了。
So we must have this one particular thing.
我们来看哥林多前书二章十六节。
In First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16.
哥林多前书二章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16.Verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
这里英文是翻成 mind 啊。
So it talks about mind.
我告诉你，那个原来的文字叫做 nous， 就是 understanding， 就是 reason 的意思了。
So but in the original text, the word mind is nous, which means the knowledge.
我讲中文了哈，谁能有基督的悟性呢？
Who can have the knowledge of Christ?
我再翻另外一个字，谁能有基督的理性呢？
Who can have the reasoning of Christ?
也就是我们要求圣灵把基督的悟性和理性给我们，好来理解我们所面对的一切人事物。
So we must pray that the Holy Spirit give us the knowledge and the knowledge and the wisdom of Christ that we can understand.These circumstances that we fall into.
以基督的心为心啊,
and have this mind of Christ in us.
不要再局限在自己所喜好的那一部分里面。
Do not selectively choose to narrow ourselves to what we prefer to think.
好，晚上。